The UN Human Rights Chief has expressed disappointment at Israel's dismissal of a recent UN report about Israeli troops killing Palestinian protesters in the Gaza Strip.
I was disappointed to see the immediate dismissal of that report by Israel without addressing any of the very serious issues raised.
Bachelet called on all concerned parties in the report to exercise restraint as the date of March 30th is approaching, when the Palestinians launched their weekly protests last year. Last week, the United Nations released a report that shows Israeli forces may have committed war crimes and crimes against humanity by killing and injuring Palestinians during the rallies since last year. The report says the Palestinians did not pose an imminent threat to others when they were shot. Now, from Bethlehem, I'm not joined by Mazen Qumsiyah, who is a Palestinian scientist and author. Good to have you with us, Mr. Qumsiyah.
Thank you very much.
Israel has dismissed this UN report, and that UN report says that what Israeli forces have done in Gaza during the course of, in the response to the Great March of Return rallies, could amount to crimes against humanity and also war crimes. So the UN report is dismissed. Who can hold Israel accountable?
That's a very good question. I mean, Israel has, from its founding in 1948, flaunted UN resolutions. In fact, to be admitted to the United Nations, Israel said that it would comply with the existing resolutions, and it took some negotiations and almost a year for the Israel to be admitted to the United Nations. And the admittance to the UN was based on its compliance with international law, which includes the rights of refugees. And Israel did not implement that one. For example, Resolution 194 on the rights of the refugees to return to their homes and lands. So since then, we're talking about seven decades of Israeli ignorance of international law and human rights reports by the UN. And in those seven decades, there has been literally hundreds of such reports and such condemnation of Israeli action, and Israel ignores them. So who can hold Israel accountable? The international community can, if they show some backbone, if they just implement their own laws. But if they're not willing to subject Israel to sanctions, to punish Israel for its misbehavior, then of course Israel will think it can get away literally with murder.
And one more question I got for you, and that is March 30th is approaching, and it's the anniversary of the Great March of Return rallies. Do you think that the violence that Israel has used against the Palestinians will be able to stop their protest rallies?
No, I think any people under colonial occupation will resist, and they cannot stop these resistance moves. 30th March is also the anniversary of the basically Land Day, which is 1976, when Israel killed many Palestinians protesting in the Galilee and in the Triangle area for their lands and to be able to stay on their lands against an onslaught that meant to remove them from their lands. So from that Land Day, and that's why there was a choice of March 30th, for the March of Return from Gaza. And so people will continue to resist until they get their rights. And no matter what Israel does, no matter how many children they kill, or paramedics, or media people, reporters, etc., the people will eventually succeed.
Okay. I appreciate your comments and perspective. That was Mazen Qumsiyah, Palestinian scientist and author, who joined us from Bethlehem.